Iowa Grant basketball. Here comes the pass. Biddick helping out on the press breaker. Takes it across the timeline left, and now setting it up is Baker. Baker lobs back for Pettit. Pettit near side out to meet the ball is Baker. Baker high post, left side. They're looking for Biddick posting up in the lane. Turnaround in traffic won't go. McKay with the rebound and a jump ball call. Alternate arrow goes to Iowa Grant. And the Panthers underneath the hoop will start it in play. There's the pass, quick inbound, shot no good, rebound pulled down by the Chieftains. Here's Kratzenberg, she'll take it all the way, lost it, out of bounds. Riverdale trying for a coast-to-coast lay-in, and Iowa Grant will get it back. Both teams kind of getting their wind sprints in tonight. Pass comes in play, and now up the sidelines for Pettit, double dribble call. Turnovers for both teams, and Riverdale will put in play. Ava Kratzenberg with the ball. Brings it in to Zuri Dennis, and Dennis will walk it across the R at center circle. Looking for cutters, low post, takes it immediately to the right side. Lobs it inside, picked off by IG. Here's Kohlenberg. Kohlenberg stopping from the wing on the left side, back to Biddick on the right. Now back to Baker. Baker is double-teamed. Lost the handle, now moves with the ball to the left side. Iowa Grant down to the baseline, 15-footer, won't go for Kohlenberg, and the rebound by Riverdale's Bailey Harris. Chieftains will slow it up a bit now as Zuri Dennis walks it across half court. Zuri moves to the right side, all the way down deep, creates a shot, good, off the glass and down. Zuri going old school, and that makes it 30-6, Riverdale. Across the timeline, Biddick throws it high near side, Pettit. Pettit looking, launching it, gives it back to Biddick. Adrian, left side, Baker. Baker to Biddick, three on the way. Good for Iowa Grant. Riverdale is not giving her any shots inside, and she nails a three. 30-9 in favor of Riverdale. We're under a minute here in the first half. Zuri Dennis now walking it down. Riverdale slowing it up a little bit. Off the screen, it's going to be Dennis all the way down deep. Tough shot on the rim, wouldn't go. And Harris has it ripped away there by Kohlenberg, and the near side official said, let's see, nope, that's going to be a foul on Riverdale. So number 14 on the foul, Bailey Harris, her first, team's seventh. Iowa Grant will shoot free throws. Brianne Kohlenberg gets the ball from the official. This one in the air, and it's no good. Macy McKay chases down the rebound. Pass goes now to Ava Kratzenberg. 30 seconds as Riverdale sets it up. Left side, Meese. Mallory gives it back to Zuri Dennis. Dennis backs off toward half court. Now Dennis off the screen, drives right side back to Kratzenberg. 15 seconds, McKay down low. Give and go, Zuri Dennis, a runner on the baseline. No good. And a jump ball. The tie-up will point to Riverdale. So the Chieftains will still have a chance to get a bucket here before intermission. The inbounder is Ava Kratzenberg. Ava holding it, looking it, gets it into McKay. Wide open shot, no good, but she's fouled from behind. And so McKay will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Adrian Biddick, which will be her second. McKay at the line tonight, 3 of 4, gets the ball from the official. This one in the air, and it is going to walk in. That'll make it 31-9. Sadie Hogue checks in for Adrian Biddick. Iowa Grant needing her in there tonight. She'll come out for a bit. Here's the free throw, good, by Macy McKay. Pass comes into the near side, 32-9 Riverdale. Back up to the middle, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, Hooper across the timeline, 2 seconds. Here's a right wing pass, and they don't get it off in time. That does it for one half, 32-9 Riverdale, leading big in this one over Iowa Grant. Good job by the Chieftains setting things up and establishing early on some points, and getting off to a 7-0 lead before Iowa Grant scored. here at the break, 32-9 in favor of the host Chieftains. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament will be held tomorrow at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Bill Twining and David Werman will have updates for us. And I talked earlier with Silas Coleman, head coach of Richland Center. It's been a while since the Hornets have wrestled.
Back on the 10th and at the Kickapoo try that we had with Kickapoo and Viroqua, and I was pretty impressed with them there. They had a lot of growth, I think, just even from a royal invite up until that point, just a couple days. They kind of fixed a few of the things that they needed to, and they looked a lot better than they did a few days prior to that. So I'm excited to see them continuing to grow.
And then you didn't make the trip last weekend, so it's been a long time. You're looking forward to some competition this weekend, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yeah, it'll be nice to be able to get them out of the room, rest on each other, and actually get some other competition in. I think we're going to be quite a bit behind other teams as far as match count goes at this point. So hopefully we can make that up some events later in the year. But it will be nice to get them out and see some other teams.
Are there any new teams coming into the Invitational?
Nope. So the teams are going to stay the same this year as they have in the past. We're hoping to add some more numbers, just with overall rosters this year. So hopefully we'll have some full brackets.
What is the time frame for the tournament in terms of when it starts and projected time for the finals?
So start time is going to be 9 o'clock, and then we're hoping for the finals to be around 3:30. Obviously, if things are moving along, we'll move up ahead of that, but we're hoping to start those finals at 3:30.
Bill Twining and David Werman have reports from the Richland Invitational beginning tomorrow morning. Wrestling starts at 9. Riverdale will be there with Marcus Ingles as the head coach.
It's going to be a good test. There's a lot of good teams. That'll be good for us going into Bi-State.
Yeah, a number of teams and that you probably won't see again this year, too, correct?
And then a lot of teams we will see.
and from that standpoint, it's good for upcoming seeding as well, isn't it?
For sure. Definitely going into Bi-State. Most all them teams are at Bi-State, so that's good for us.
Marcus, as the season has started, how have the Chieftains been doing on the mat?
We've been doing well. We're down a couple kids in the middle, but we got a great young group of kids that be getting a bunch of pins for us. So we've been winning a couple dual meets because of that.
How has the conference been going for you? I know you've been wrestling some tries so far. How are you doing in the conference?
We've only wrestled Basketball and Duncan Blackhawk, and we beat both of them. There wasn't very many matches against Basketball because we didn't match up well that way, but we won 2 out of 3 matches. And then Darlington Blackhawk, the only way we would beat them is to pin everybody we wrestled, and we pinned everybody and lost one match.
Who are your leaders on the Chieftain squad this year, Marcus?
State returners, Grant Matthews took 3rd, Brody Mace took 2nd, Lakota Brewer, and I got Talon Child Sr. coming back, Chase McGuire's back. Finally, he had a little oops in the beginning of the season, had to get surgery, and we got a lot of young kids, a lot of good up-and-comers.
The coach of the Riverdale Chieftain Wrestling Team, Marcus Ingles, on WRCO's Halftime Show, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center. Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
Riverdale leads big here at halftime, 32-9 over the Iowa Grant Lady Panthers. Some scores tonight. Argyle Pecatonica has defeated Westby 97-33 in girls basketball. Also, let's see, Prairie du Chien leading Westby at the last word in boys basketball as well. It was at last word Cuba City up on Boscobel 70-12. In the second half. Girls basketball, Kickapoo 62, Ithaca 24. Boys basketball, Sparta 48-44 over GET. Luther leading Prairie du Chien 58-26. That one is in the second half. River Valley is up on Wisconsin Heights 37-26 at halftime. That's a boys basketball game that is being made up tonight. It was canceled last night. Here's a look at first half scoring for the Chieftains, and they've spread it out pretty well. Macy McKay with 9 points, 8 for Zuri Dennis, 6 for Kennedy Cooey, also 4 by Lily Barr. Bailey Harris has 3, Caitlin Meese with 2. The Chieftains have made 2 3-pointers. Kennedy Cooey makes both of those, and Riverdale is 8 of 10 from the free throw line, which is a healthy percentage. On the other side for Iowa Grant, 5 points for Bryn Pettit, 4 for Adrian Biddick. They have made 2 3-point baskets, and they are 1 of 7 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 47-29. Here in the varsity game, 32-29. Riverdale up at halftime on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO.
Welcome back to the Rust Building here at Riverdale Schools. Iowa Grant will have the ball first as we get the second half started in SWAL action. I'm Phil Nee, Mr. Fabulous Tim Thede, running the switches tonight. Chieftains back on the defense now as they head back. Original starters, Kennedy Cooey, Lily Barr, Allie Goplin, Zuri Dennis, and Macy McKay. On the other side for Iowa Grant, Lexi Cools, Quinn Hooper, Adrian Biddick, Bryn Pittett, and Elena Enlow. Iowa Grant setting it up, throwing it right away low to the near side. Knocked away, picked up now by Riverdale, and a good steal by Lily Barr. Back to Zuri Dennis. Riverdale will cross the timeline. Zuri on the right side, hands off to Cooey. Three-pointer on the way, good! Kennedy Cooey with her three. And that is a trifecta for her tonight. That puts Riverdale up 35-9. Iowa Grant working it low, bringing it back to the near side. Cools for three, no good on the answer try, and a jump ball on the putback attempt. Kohlenberg tying up with Lily Barr, and Riverdale will get it back. Leading 35-9. Good start for Coach Swigum and the Chieftains. And Zuri Dennis walks it across the half-court line, off the screen, takes it all the way down deep, fires to the corner, Cooey. Back to Barr, Lily in the lane. Lily hooks it up, 14-footer, won't go. Tipped around, rebound by Biddick of Iowa Grant. Adrian with the outlet pass. Cools takes it, throws it now to Hooper. Hooper left side. Cools top of the circle. Right side, Biddick down to the baseline. Iowa Grant overloading it on the far side. High pass, and it's going to be over and back. Iowa Grant with an unforced turnover. Puts it back in the hands of the Chieftains. And Riverdale will start it in play. Catching the ball is Zuri Dennis, and Riverdale on the attack now. Going to the left side, they'll leave it off on the right side now for Barr. Back to Dennis. Dennis in the lane, tough shot up, no good. Pushing foul called on Iowa Grant. Number two, Lexi Cools with the foul. That'll put Zuri Dennis at the free throw line. 8 points tonight, 2 for 2. From the charity stripe. Free throw in the air, and that one is going to bounce in. Zuri will get one more. That makes it 36-9. Second free throw in the air, on the rim, and that is no good. Rebound pulled down by Kohlenberg, and IG takes it across the half-court line. Cools to Biddick, down low. Kohlenberg feeds it left side to Hooper. Good movement of the ball back to Biddick. Three from the right wing. Banks it in. Adrian Biddick has two triples tonight. That makes it 36-12. Zuri Dennis walking it across the timeline. Brings it right side. Cools. Knocks it away. Picked up now by McKay. Back to the left side. Three-pointer for number three, Allie Goplin. No good. Out of bounds. And a touch last by Riverdale. It'll be Iowa Grant basketball. Chieftains falling back into a full-court press, which they started the game with. Kind of took it off midway through the first. Here's the pass coming across. Helping out the press breaker is Kohlenberg. To Biddick in the corner. Three on the way. On the rim, no good. Fought for. Rebound Iowa Grant in the deep corner. And a push called on Iowa Grant. That'll be, on Riverdale. That'll be on number two, Lily Barr. That's her second. Iowa Grant will put the ball in play. Fouls are even at one. Pass comes in now for Hooper. In the corner, Kohlenberg throws it in bounds and picked off by Zuri Dennis. Kohlenberg was going out of bounds, going to try to throw it back to the lane. Zuri picked it off, and now the Chieftains will set it up. Goplin back to Dennis. Throws it low. McKay backing in from the low post. Kicks it out. Three on the way, and it's no good for number two, Lily Bard. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa Grant. Riverdale boys team canceled last night with Fenimore. They'll make the game up in February. Pass goes to the middle. Now turnaround shot is up. No good. Foul called on Riverdale. So that means Breanne Kohlenberg will be shooting two free throws. Came pretty close to making it a three-point play attempt. Foul is on Allie Goplin. That's her first. So getting the ball is Breanne Kohlenberg. Free throw is good. That'll make it 36-13. Second throw now for Breanne. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Saved inbounds by Iowa Grant, right into the hands of Riverdale. Goplin, Dennis across the half-court line. Zuri throws it left side, three on the way. Cooey, good! Boy, she got the touch from the outside. She had somebody in traffic, so it may not have been the smoothest shot, but she makes it good. 39-13, Riverdale. Here's Vidic. She'll try a three-point answer from the left wing. No good. McKay with the rebound and a foul called on Iowa Grant. That will be their second. Goes back the other way for the Chieftains. This is on Brianne Kohlenberg, her second. Riverdale leading 39-13, 14-43 remaining in tonight's girls' basketball game. And it's a big Christmas party, I believe, at the radio station. I'll probably be sleeping by 9:15 or so. Ball comes back to McKay, and the Chieftains set up shop. Left side, back it goes for Zuri Dennis. Dennis crosses over, drives down low, nothing. Throws it back to the corner, and Cooey, right side Barr. Lily drives down deep, shot blocked by Iowa Grant. Barr gets it back, takes a shot, no good. Good block by Kohlenberg, and the rebound by Biddick. And the Panthers take it across the timeline. Setting it up in the deep corner on the near side. Pettit throws it low post, now working it in. Tough shot, no good for Kohlenberg. Foul called on the rebound against Iowa Grant. That'll be the team's third. Wait a minute. They're going to call it on Macy McKay. That is her second into the game for Iowa Grant. Number 10, Pajessa Baker. Riverdale dropping back into his zone. And Iowa Grant puts it in play. That's Cools. Throws it top of the circle. Pettit. Right side. Now back to Baker. Near side for three. Iowa Grant. Good. That is Lexi Cools with her first basket tonight. That makes it 39-16. Ball comes into Zuri Dennis. Dennis across the timeline. Moves to the left side. Now to the right. Giving it to Allie Goplin. Goplin throws it low. Macy McKay. Shot on the way, and that won't go, and it's partially blocked by Biddick. McKay tries to save it in and does off of Iowa Grant. It was coming out of bounds. Macy McKay, good athletic move, threw that off an Iowa Grant player, and Riverdale gets it back. And into the game is Caitlin Meese. Here comes the pass for Riverdale to the corner. Cooey, three on the way, got it. Oh, feeling it tonight. She's got five, and that makes it 42-16. That would had a fallen out of bounds as she shot it. Ball comes in, and the Panthers set it up. Driving down low, Kohlenberg kicks it back out. From the wing, nothing there. Back to Baker. Three on the way, Iowa Grant. No good. Rebound, Macy McKay. Macy with the outlet pass. Here is Meese. Trying to fling it up court and threw it away. Untouched, out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa Grant. No one touched the ball. Riverdale was going for the home run pass. Iowa Grant bringing in a substitute. And the Panthers with the basketball. Across the timeline, going left side is Pettit. Down to the baseline, Kohlenberg. Over to the right side, looking low. Now turning in, nothing there for the Panthers. They'll kick it out. Three on the way, won't stay. There's a put back up, and that is good by Vidic. Adrian Vidic. Showing why she's one of the top players in the league. 42-18. Riverdale, 12:29 remaining. Rena Pettit into the game. Number 12 for Iowa Grant. Zuri Dennis on a drive, no good. McKay shot up, no good. Partially blocked, but a foul called on Iowa Grant. Foul called on number 14, Bryn Pettit. That is her second. Phil Nee flip phone is starting to fill up using all of its data. Here's the free throw, good, by Macy McKay. Flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Your mobile headquarters. Seda Hogue is in for Iowa Grant. Macy McKay will take her second shot. This one in the air, that one is good. Into the game for Riverdale, number 10, Bailey Harris, replacing McKay. That makes it 44-18. River Valley leading Wisconsin Heights, 55-41 in boys basketball. Cashton girls up on Brookwood, 23-12. Pass goes to the high post for Iowa Grant, nothing. Biddick goes back to the right side. taken there by Pettit. Now Bennett for the right side, driving is Pettit. Bryn Pettit cut off. Nothing there. Takes it back to the left side, shot on the way, and that one is good. That was a three for Biddick, who makes three of them now. That makes it 44-21. On a drive, Riverdale throwing it left, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Iowa Grant, so they're putting down a little bit of a run here. Helps to go with the threes when they go, and they've got a total of five in the game. Ball comes in, Pettit back to Biddick, drives around Danger to the baseline. Jumper on the way, and that is good for two. Raina Pettit with her first basket, and Riverdale's going to use a timeout. So that'll make it 44-23, and Iowa Grant starting to come to life here. 11:38 remaining in the ballgame. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Welcome back to Riverdale Schools. Phil Mee with you on a Friday night. 44-23, Riverdale in the lead. Good-sized lead, but Iowa Grant's been coming to life, and a timeout taken by Coach Swigum. Chieftain set it up. Now Meese on a drive. Shot is on the way, blocked by Biddick, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. Good players always seem to get their points, and Adrian Biddick was kind of kept down in the first half, starting to feel it. Ball knocked away, picked up by Raina Pettit. Pettit across the half-court line. Now lobs toward Biddick, caught on the near side, and the shot of the way is good for Bryn Pettit. Iowa Grant coming on back. 44-25, the ball game score. Into the front court with the basketball is Haley Schneider for Riverdale. Takes a shot and is fouled on the play, and will go to the free throw line. Riverdale with several players with two fouls. No one in real foul danger at this point with 11 minutes to go in the game. This foul is on Lexi Cools, her second. Free throw is no good. Haley Schneider will get another. Macy McKay returns, as does Zuri Dennis for the Chieftains. Most teams have a little bit of a sickness going through at this stage of the game. So I think a lot of teams will be enjoying the break. This one is on the way, and that is good for Haley Schneider. Just your typical colds and sniffles this time of year. 45-25, Riverdale by 20 points. Iowa Grant basketball. They're going to work it. Biddick holds it above her head. Airmails it back to the near side. Bryn Pettit. Cross court. Dennis knocks it down and picked up down in the backcourt by Iowa Grant. Left side, Pettit. Top of the circle, Hogue. Three-pointer on the way. Iowa Grant, no good for Raina Pettit. And a jump ball called on the arrow, and the ball stays with Iowa Grant. So Iowa Grant will put it in play from the baseline. 10:35 remaining in the ball game. Pass goes into Cools. Three on the way, no good. Rims out long and out of bounds into the Riverdale Commons. Nice save by official Jacob Hipsch. Falling back on the defense, Iowa Grant. They will bring in 22, Breanne Kohlenberg. And the Panthers on the defensive side, matching up person to person. Zuri Dennis crosses the R at center circle for Riverdale. Chieftains looking for win number six of the year tonight. Tough shot by Zuri on the run from the baseline, no good. Rebound pulled down by Haley Schneider. Rifles it low to McKay, dumps it in. Nice pass, tough shot, good for Bailey Harris. Nice job on the offense by Riverdale. 47-25, they lead Iowa Grant. Pass comes to Pettit. Brim throws it low. Back to the corner, Kohlenberg. Now Biddick is cut off. Back to Pettit. Shoots a three on the way for Brim. No good. Rebound by Zuri Dennis and the Chieftains. And Zuri will walk it the other way as everybody falls back into place. And for the Chieftains, setting up some offense. Pass goes left side. Caught there by Kratzenberg. Down low, entry pass. Harris, turnaround shot. Good from the low post. Bailey Harris with 7 points. And Riverdale's starting to get its groove on again. 49-25, they lead. Iowa Grant with Biddick. Swings it to the baseline. Pettit, Reyna's shot on the way, no good. But for jump ball, and the arrow goes toward Riverdale. Into the game for the Chieftains. Number 2, Lily Barr. Number 3, Allie Goplin. So Riverdale makes a quick switch. IG is back on the defensive side. Boy, you hit January, and we are going to be busy, and the teams are as well. It's kind of the grind in January, but survival of the fittest, right? Riverdale setting it up on a drive. Lily Barr, it's knocked away. Picks it up on the right wing. Throws it back to the far side, and Zuri Dennis. Dennis drives baseline, kicks the D, and shoots a shot. Good. Just inside the three line. And Zuri Dennis having another good night. 11 points tonight, 51-25. Riverdale, here's Biddick stepping in for a long two. It's on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bailey Harris. Outlet pass, Biddick knocks it away. It'll be Riverdale ball, length of the floor, into the game for Iowa Grant, Elena Enlow. Adrian Biddick gets her first breather of the second half. 8:38 remaining in the ball game. Riverdale leading it 51-25. Zuri Dennis crosses now, moves to the right side, off a screen from Goplin, gives it back to Alley. There's the pass to McKay, free throw line. Macy driving deep, throws to Harris. Baseline, traveling called on Riverdale. It'll go back to the Iowa Grand Panthers. Riverdale has backed off on its full court pressure, which they started both halves with a pretty potent defense, but concentrating on a half court game now. Cools, left side, bounce feed low. There's Enlow. Enlow has it taken away. Macy McKay says, not today, takes it and gives it off to Zuri Dennis. Dennis across the midcourt line, throws it left side, and it's going to be picked up, and a foul call. Lily Barr is going to grab the ball and is fouled on the play. So into the game for Riverdale will be Kennedy Cooey, and Bailey Harris checks out. Riverdale ball right along the bench line, and they'll bring it into Zuri Dennis. Dennis in the back right. Off a screen from McKay, takes it deep. Give and go low, there's McKay. Macy is fouled on the shot, and will go to the free throw line. Yeah, no, they're going to say it's on the floor. It is an Iowa Grant foul. So this foul is on Kohlenberg, which will be her third. Not a shooting foul, and it goes to the out-of-bounds line. 7:49 to go, Riverdale ball. Ball comes in. Barr for three from the corner. Got it. Lily Barr with seven, her first three. 54-25, and Riverdale starting to feel it again from the outside. Iowa Grant taking the ball. Left side, Cools. Brings it off. Now to Hooper. Back to Cools. Hooper throwing it into the half-court area. Now back to the free throw line. Again, Iowa Grant snapping it around to Riverdale zone defense. To the inside. Turning in is Enlow. Throws it near side. Ball fake. Good defense by Riverdale. No threes around that arc. Ball goes down to the baseline. Kohlenberg. Kohlenberg. And around the horn. Left side. Taken now the entry pass for the low post. Enlow turns around and scores with a left hand. Elena Enlow with the basket. And that'll take it back the other way for Riverdale now. 54-27, the ball game score. Across the timeline, Zuri Dennis throws it to McKay, throwing it low, and it goes out of bounds. That will belong to Iowa Grant. Again, 6:48 remaining in the ball game tonight here at Riverdale Building. Riverdale Elementary. Ball goes to the left side, down to the low post. Back it goes to Cools. Top of the key, three on the way, and good for IG. Lexi Cools with her second triple. 54 to 30, Riverdale. Zuri Dennis will walk the ball, fires it over to the near side, and Barr down to the baseline. Goplin back to Barr, drives around the defender, makes a nifty move in the lane. Shot is up, blocked. Nice block by Elena Enlow of Iowa Grant, and the Panthers take over. Lexi Cools with the ball, throws it near side. Three on the way, won't stay. Fought for, rebound down low, trying a putback. Iowa Grant, touched last by Riverdale. Into the game for Iowa Grant, number four, Adrian Bittick. For the stretch drive, 6 minutes to go, Riverdale leading 54-30. Pass comes into Bittick, knocked loose by Riverdale, and out of bounds. Coming in for IG will be Trinity Baker. Baker will replace Brianne Kohlenberg and Megan Kruel. Megan making her first varsity appearance. Played a lot with JV tonight. Inbound pass, and Iowa Grant with the basketball. Stolen away by Goplin. Alley takes it to the front court, and she'll take it to the corner, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, and that is good for Lily Barr. Riverdale with 7 3-pointers tonight. That makes it 57-30. Barr rings the bell. And that one knocked out of bounds, and a good defense by Lily Barr. Albany leading Highland, 37-20 in girls basketball. Bangor is 69-28 over Hillsboro in the second half. Darlington leading Fenimore, 51-34 in the second half. Wazika Steuben, 55, Seneca, 13. Girls basketball. Here's a three on the way. That's no good for Hooper. Rebound Zuri Dennis and the Chieftains. 5:29 to go in the ball game. And Riverdale with the ball. Crossover dribble down to the baseline. Tough shot. Zuri Dennis up with the left hand and good. Zuri Dennis has got some good moves, left and right hand. 59-30. I couldn't even get one with my good hand, my right hand, back in the day. And the ball is kicked. It'll be Iowa Grant basketball. So the Panthers started in play. Pass caught on the near side, and now Bryn Pettit sets it up. 5:08 to go in the ball game. Rena Pettit down to the low post. Nothing. They'll kick it back to the left side. Bryn Pettit to the corner. Bittick shot for three. No good. But for rebound by Lily Barr. Lily back to Zuri Dennis. Riverdale leading it 59-30 tonight in SWAL girls basketball. Zuri down deep again with the left hand. This one is off the mark and the rebound pulled down by Adrian Bittick. Adrian with the outlet and the Panthers set it up. Bryn Pettit. Back it goes to Hooper. Bryn on the left side, now top of the circle, Bittick. 4.5 to play, nothing going. Here's the pass to the near side, three on the way. That's no good for Raina Pettit. Saved by Zuri Dennis. Riverdale basketball. Chieftains take a look down the other way. Zuri crosses over, nothing. Kicks it out to Cooey, three on the way, no good. Partially, it's going to be blocked by Quinn Hooper. And in, there's a line change for Riverdale. Kayla Meese, Bailey Harris is in, Haley Schneider, 24 Ava Kratzenberg, 34 Jocelyn Adams for Riverdale. Iowa Grant setting up shop here on the left side. Adrian Bittick throws it low, knocked loose, but picked up again by IG. Back to Bittick at the high post, throws it right side, Hooper. Hooper around the town, and she's going to be fouled by the Chieftains. Foul is called on 34, Jocelyn Adams, her first. And Iowa Grant will put it in play from on the baseline. Ball comes in. There's Pettit. Give and go now. Bittick down low. Cut off. Fires it back out. The kick out. Rena Pettit. Back to Bittick. Deep corner. Air mails it all the way to the near side. Hooper fouled the way by Riverdale. Ava Kratzenberg commits the foul. So back it goes to the out-of-bounds line. Iowa Grant puts it in play. There's Bittick, triple team, got the ball. Pass comes to the right side. Three-pointer on the way, partially blocked by Riverdale. Jocelyn Adams got a block, and the Chieftains take it back the other way. Caitlin Meese dribbles to the left side, leaves it off. Three-pointer on the way for Riverdale. No good for Adams. And the rebound taken down. Jocelyn got her own miss. Kicks it out. Three on the way. No good for Schneider. And it's finally picked up by the Panthers in a jump ball call. Alternate arrow points the other way with 3:18 to go. Both teams have used a number of players. Riverdale now with all five reserves in. Ball comes to the Panthers. They'll set it up. Biddick on the left wing. Adrian throws it to the far side. Bounce feed now in the middle. Turning in is Baker. Nothing there. Knocked away. Picked up now by Caitlin Meese. Meese across half court. Meese crossover dribble. Drives all the way down deep. Scores with a soft runner in the lane. Caitlin Meese. Riverdale's got a lot of bright futures out there. And Meese makes it 61-30. Timeout IG. More in a moment. 2:50 to go here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Foggy North, it's more than just coffee. It's a one-stop shop for unique gifts and holiday cheer. Enjoy specialty and regular coffees while browsing holiday items, maple syrup, mugs, tumblers, and Muscadet mushroom apparel. Need a thoughtful gift? Foggy North gift cards make it easy to give the joy of great coffee and local treasures. Whether it's for Christmas, a birthday, or any occasion, you'll find something unforgettable here. Visit Foggy North today in downtown Muscadet.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Welcome back to Riverdale. Reese Dival into the game for Iowa Grant as they make a substitution and 61-30. They lose the ball taken by the Chieftains. Ball comes to the right side. Here is Haley Schneider driving to the corner. Throws to Bailey Harris. Posting up. Shot away. Good. Riverdale looking good from the low post. Inside and outside doing all right tonight. 63-30 the ball game score. IG pushes it up. Rena Pettit. Top of the wheel, nothing there. There is the pass, the low post to Baker. Baker, nothing there. And a bounce feed back to Hogue. Inside, foul called in Riverdale with 2 minutes to play. Foul is called to number 10, Bailey Harris. Riverdale bringing in more players. Number 22, Megan Cruel. Number 21, Abby Tisdale. Number 44, Grace Wanick. And Iowa Grant will put the ball in play. Panthers from the baseline. They'll thread it in, and it's going to be almost knocked away, but now picked up. Quinn Hooper, left side, on the wing. They'll fire it to the low post. Now kick out. Three on the way for Iowa Grant. Won't go. Rims off for Hooper. Rebound by Riverdale. And here comes Schneider going coast to coast. Going to be called for traveling. For Iowa Grant, Pajessa Baker is in. Quinn Hooper. We'll get a breather, and the Panthers with the ball. Baker catches near half court and sets it up. 1:39 to go. Riverdale 63-30 leaders. Three-pointer on the way for Iowa Grant. No good. Out of bounds for Hogue. It will be Riverdale basketball. So the Chieftains, another good one to build on here tonight right before the holiday break. Pass comes in, and Haley Schneider walks it across the timeline, off a screen, brings it near side, looking, throws it to the low post, taken there by Wanick. Grace called for double dribble after being heavily pressured at the low post. It goes back to Iowa Grant. Chieftains will improve to 6-3. Not a bad start before Christmas. They've beaten some teams that they've matched up pretty favorable with, have had a couple of close games that they, well, the Darlington game is one that they certainly competed in. Ball goes to the right side, knocked loose, almost stolen by Megan Cruel, and a foul is called on Megan. That will be her first, and seven fouls now in Riverdale. So the single bonus, Raina Pettit at the free throw line. She has 2 points tonight. Free throw is no good. Rebound pulled down by Grace Wanick. And the Chieftains, with 54 seconds to play, will take it across the timeline. On the steady dribble, looking to the inside is Schneider. Knocked into the backcourt by Riverdale, and now it's loose. Picked up by Wanick and Megan Krull. Krull drives to the baseline, down deep. Stolen away by IG. Hogue with the steal, 35 seconds to play. Iowa Grant will set up shop. Hogue on the right side with 28 seconds to play. Back to Pettit. They'll go low post. Turning in now is Baker. Kicks it back out. Riverdale still with a high-octane defense around the perimeter. Ball goes to the free throw line. Baker lost it. Knocked away by Tisdale of Riverdale. Picked up again by Iowa Grant with 10 seconds. Baseline jumper on the way. No good. Rebound put back up. No good. Blocked there by Tisdale. And the outlet pass now with 2 seconds, and that'll do it. Riverdale's going to win this one tonight. This one belongs to the Chieftains, 63-30. The final score in SWIL girls basketball. Stay with us. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale with a nice win tonight, 63-30, improving to 6-3. They are 2-3 in the SWAL. Iowa Grant falls to 1-7. They are 1-4 in the SWAL. Time for the Duncan Rewards turning point, and we'll go with Riverdale's fast start in the first half. 9 points for Macy McKay and 8 for Zuri Dennis at halftime, and that set the tone for Riverdale. The turning point came in the first half early in this one tonight as Riverdale jumped out to a 32-9 lead. The Duncan Rewards turning point, rewarding great moments in area high school action, including tonight's game. Stop by Duncan and Richland Center and find out your rewards. This is high school girls basketball coverage on a Friday night from WRCO Sports.
Tis the season for treating with Duncan. And nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. WRCO.
And now, the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Other scores tonight on the Flip Phone, Albany over Highland. That's in the second half in girls basketball, 47-30. River Valley has defeated Wisconsin Heights, 76-63 in boys basketball. Final in girls basketball, Bangor 71, Hillsboro 28. Darlington has defeated Fenimore in girls basketball, 51-36. Elsewhere, let's see what else we have. Wazika Steuben, 55. Seneca, 13. Barneville, 47-34 over Scholesburg. Mineral Point, 86. Southwestern, 44. Girls basketball, DeSoto, 70. Lafarge Youth Initiative, 13. And let's see here. Prairie du Chien defeats Westby, 68-28. That's a girls basketball final. Cuba City over Boscobel, 83-26. The final. And let's see. Kickapoo gets the win against Ithaca. That's a 62-24 final tonight in Ridge and Valley Conference girls basketball. So we look ahead. Tomorrow we'll have coverage of the Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament. Billy T. and David Wormand will be in action tomorrow for us. The sports reports, 6:40 and 8:10, will kind of set the stage. Wrestling begins at 9, and join us throughout the day on FM 100.9 and follow the fortunes of your favorite wrestlers. Bill will be in with reports off and on throughout the day. Tonight, a final in girls basketball, 63-30. We'll look at individual scoring in just a moment when we wrap up tonight's Delenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO Sports.
The Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Welcome back to Riverdale. Here's a look at individual scoring. The Chieftains with 63 points, and they are led in scoring tonight by Kennedy Cooey with 5 threes, 15 points, 13 for Zuri Dennis, 11 by Macy McKay, and 10 points for Lily Barr. 9.9 for Bailey Harris. Also from there, 4 points for Caitlin Meese and 1 by Haley Schneider. So Riverdale with 4 players in double figures and going to win a lot of ball games doing that. Also for Iowa Grant, Adrian Biddick, their top scorer, averaging around 15, just below average tonight at 12. Riverdale did a good job on her. She makes 3 three-pointers. 7 for Bryn Pettit, 6 by Lexi Cools, 2 each for Anya, Elena Enloe, and also for Raina Pettit, and one for Brianne Kohlenberg. Iowa Grant, 2 of 10 shooting from the free throw line. Riverdale, 12 of 16. That's a good percentage as well. Total of 7 three-pointers tonight made by Iowa Grant, and a total of 6 made by Iowa Grant. Riverdale outshoots them 7-6, it looks like, from beyond the arc. Riverdale won the JV game, final of 47-29. Once again, the final here, it's 63-30. Riverdale with a win over Iowa Grant in area girls basketball. And we also want to look at one other score tonight. Highland defeats Schulzburg in boys basketball, 74-43. Congratulations to Highland's Michael Esser on going over 1,000 points in his career. Next up for Iowa Grant, Monday, January 6th at Benton for Riverdale. Their next game is Thursday, January 2nd, when they host Lafarge Youth Initiative. Once again, the final tonight, 63-30. Riverdale with the win over Iowa Grant. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed for his magic back at the station. And this is Phil Neese saying have a great night and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to one and all. Thanks for supporting local sports right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Wishing you the happiest of holidays. May your Christmas season shine bright with love, peace, and goodwill. As the new year approaches, may you find new reasons to smile, new dreams to pursue, and countless memories to cherish. From our hearts to yours, Merry Christmas. From Williams Chiropractic, A&W Restaurant, The Basketball Pharmacy, Sunshine and Giggles, and Chitwood Electric.
Come, they told him, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. The newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gift we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. To lay before the king, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rubber bum bum, rubber bum bum. So to honor him, ba rum ba bum bum. When we come, baby Jesus, ba rum ba bum bum. I am a poor boy to ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. To lay before the king, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum.
I am a boy.